This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Start the hour. That's the conundrum. Are you planning on spending the whole hour with us? Good for you. Congratulations. Maybe you spend the whole day with us. If not, you can check us out at the DJV, say it again, Doug, DJV Show podcast. Let's see what's happening. All right, so we have Jennifer Horn on the DJV program, Victoria Keelan on the DJV program, Kara Schillen on the DJV program, and Doug Steffen on the DJV program. How about them apples? By the way, the apples are great. This is a great place to be. New England is a great place to be at this time of year because of all the great apples. Nothing better than a fresh fall apple. And therefore, I turn my attention to one of the apples of my eye, Jennifer Horn. Who's
can I
here?
Be the Pink Lady? Those are some of my favorite apples.
Pink Lady, yeah. They got to be crisp and sweet. Mm-hmm. That's what the apples have to be. All right, so you can take that wherever you want to go. Meanwhile, back at the farm, or back on the ranch, Jennifer is going to take us for a ride into no man's land, i.e. Syria. Or maybe we can go to Turkey. That's almost like a no man's land. Or any of those places
in the
Middle East. Yeah. All right, let's go.
All right, so over the weekend, people said that they were surprised when President Trump made the announcement via Twitter that he was going to be withdrawing troops from Syria, United States forces from Syria, basically making way for Turkey to invade the south and kind of take over where the Kurds have been holding the property, basically. And the Kurds have been working with us to get rid of ISIS. So a lot of Republicans, including Lindsey Graham, who's been a big defender of the president, is like, whoa, 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 wait a second. We can't do this. We're leaving the Kurds out there just kind of dangling in the wind. We should do better than this. The U.S. pulled back a bunch of troops, about 100 of them, special forces, and the rest of them will be withdrawn from Syria to make way. Now, President Trump yesterday said that he wasn't just giving Turkey free rein, and he actually threatened Turkey, said, look, we're going to be watching you. We've got forces in Iraq. We can't leave another vacuum for Syria to, or for ISIS to pop up in this area. You also don't have free rein to go crazy. We would obliterate you, President Trump said on Twitter, if Turkey gets out of line. I'm a little mixed on this because traditionally I would not want... This one's a tough one because I want to get our troops home. Obviously, I think we all do. The fact that we're still losing life, American life in this area of the world is really hard to digest. And I think that is what motivates President Trump, because from everybody that I've talked to and just listening to the president directly, he hates to make the phone calls to the family saying, you know, we lost another life. And he said, we always try to make them different, but it's always hard. And I appreciate that, and I believe that the president takes that seriously. That being said, to be fair, I don't want ISIS to pop back up again. And if this were a President Obama, I wouldn't like this very much at all, because I don't think that we should leave regions unprotected. Now, I don't worry as much because I know we still have forces in Iraq, and I know that we can still watch what's going on, and I do trust Trump to get back involved if we have to. But I'm really back and forth on this one. I want us to bring our boys home, but I also know that this is a very big possibility that ISIS could develop. They develop in these vacuums that are created in the Middle East. In any case, to act surprised that this is the choice of the president.
To be a devil's advocate for a second,
yeah.
There's also the influence of the military-industrial complex,
sure.
And the suggestion
they like
that
a war.
We could have another. Yeah, exactly. So,
but
the fact that there are these groups that are everywhere.
And we've never really taken responsibility as to why they have, because I guess it doesn't make any difference at this point. They're there, and that's it.
The practical side of me says, for everybody who's acting surprised, whether you agree with it or not, Trump has said this since he was a candidate, that he wanted to, he's more of an isolationist, and he wanted to bring people, he wanted to bring our troops home. He said it from the very beginning. So people are like clutching their pearls going, oh, I can't imagine. It was 10 months ago when James Mattis resigned because he disagreed with the president about this very thing. So this is not like some new idea. Is it the greatest one? I don't know. I can't say that this is my favorite thing that he's done. I understand it. I think we need to refocus and focus on our real, like the real threats, which is probably China, North Korea, Russia, instead Iran, instead of having a bunch of troops deployed to the Middle East. We're never going to fix that problem.
Why is the world in such a damn state of unrest, disruption?
It's always been.
No, not like this.
We're actually in peaceful times, to be honest. What you're hearing is a lot of fear-mongering from people in the media. We're actually in relatively peaceful times. But we need to refocus and be ready for threats from people who are really more dangerous to us. And the person or the country that's most dangerous to us right now is China.
I'd like to wake up one morning and just feel, oh, this is great. Well, I do, because I kind of, after I'm done with this, I've forget about it.
But I would like to point out for the record, you always go, you love everything Trump does and you defend him for everything. And this one, I really don't know.
Well,
I don't know if I like it or not. In all honesty, it's just
I don't like my country being in all of these places, here, there, and everywhere. I was talking yesterday, you weren't here, we were talking about this 18-year-old kid who wasn't even alive when September 11th took place. Being in, there was a profile of him going to Afghanistan. And I thought to myself, oh, what are we creating here? Continuous war. Yeah, you may say whatever the definition of peaceful times is, but yeah. I don't sense that we have,
But truly, when you think about it, the most peaceful times. I mean, as far as the Middle East goes, it's tamped down a bit, but the truth is, and this is what people debate about all the time, we are never going to fix the problems in the Middle East. We aren't.
Nope.
Americans are not going to be able to do it. It's almost, I know you don't maybe like to go in this direction, but it's almost biblical that we're not going to be able to fix what's happening there, the real deep-seated cultural conflicts. And
I think it's almost, it is biblical.
Yeah,
it's Cain
and
Abel.
Americans,
no,
right,
it's Cain and
Americans,
Abel.
We
want
to fix it, but it's almost impossible.
As Americans, we wanted to get the oil out of there, and we went in concert with our friends from Europe, and that's what started pretty much all of this stuff. And so then you say, well, that's terrible, Americans, blah, blah, blah. But I recount with you discussions we've had, especially recently, about the Industrial Revolution and what that has meant to mankind. And remember that the Industrial Revolution only took place about 150, it started about 150 years ago. And one of the things that helped it was the discovery of oil, and earlier coal, but oil mostly. So we have that, and then we had such a thirst for it because things changed. Think about how the go into even to the beginning of America, back in the 1700s, and how their existence then compares to our existence now. It's only less than 300 years, and look at the even in our lifetime, your lifetime, which is half of my lifetime, and the changes that have taken place. It's pretty amazing and pretty phenomenal and pretty fascinating and pretty fabulous for the most part. But it does have its repercussions. It does take its toll. And this is one of the places and one of the situations that has come as a direct result of what we needed in order to continue the progress, quote unquote, of the Industrial Revolution. We needed Middle Eastern oil, and we got it and took it any way we could do it. So, anyway, I noticed that McConnell is one of the Republicans who is not happy about what the president. I thought Lindsey Graham was.
Oh, all the traditional Republicans that, I mean, I'm talking about the Lindsey Grahams, the Mitch McConnells. Those are the ones who are like going crazy about this.
Yeah.
And so people are saying, what is Trump doing? He needs them not to get removed from office in the Senate. I don't think the two issues conflate so much, but I think you can be unhappy with one issue and not supportive on another. But the people like Rand Paul now, they think that President Trump's a hero for pulling out because they have a more isolationist view. So
right. The libertarian view is to, and pretty much my view, is to mind our own business and only act when we are acted against or upon, if you will.
And I haven't heard much either way from Democrats in the Senate, so that must that tells me that they actually are more supportive of this probably than the Republicans are, because otherwise we would hear why it's not a good idea.
Well, so we got Turkey, you have Syria, other areas of the Middle East. I thought it was interesting that Liz Cheney, Dick Cheney's daughter, was a big objector to Trump's decision. So, by the way, did you know she was the number three House Republican, Liz Cheney?
Yeah.
At this point? Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that. How'd she work herself into that? Is she that?
This cycle is where she found herself in the leadership position. She's been. That's why she's all over the place now. Mm-hmm. You see her all the time as one of the talking heads on cable news.
And how is she in comparison to her father with regard to legitimacy, ethics, morality? Is she a chip off the old block? Or
you're asking the wrong person. Look, I know Dick Cheney's questionable, but I don't think he's the devil. And I actually like Liz Cheney, so...
I don't know that much about her, actually. She's kind of escaped my radar. I don't know that much. But I'd like
I don't
know
much
about
her either. I know my mom can't stand her, so she must be similar to Dick Cheney because she hates him, too. So,
Fancy Nancy on the warpath against Liz Cheney. Woo-ah. There was a very interesting profile in one of the local rags here in Framingham about Adam Schiff yesterday, and what a wonderful fellow he is. He came from Framingham, and he's now grown into this fabulous politician, and he's impact all over the world, and he came from Framingham. Hooray!
Who lies every time?
Boo!
Holy smokes.
An opportunist. My daughter would not agree with us on that one, Jennifer, at any rate.
Well, the Washington Post actually does. Gave him four Pinocchios for lying about coordinating with the whistleblower.
Yeah. That's another thing. The whistleblower. Where are we? This has it reached the apex of its influence? Is it just we just hear? No?
No. This continues. It'll continue. And now they've come up with the second one because the first one has holes poked in credibility, including coercing with Adam Schiff for working at some point for a prominent Democrat. They won't say who, but it's,
Getting a great night's rest is our focus now for a moment or two or three or four. Support, adjustability, temperature control, all the things that you need with the sheets. There are some of these, I bet all of you have at one point in your life had a mattress that you felt like you were cooking in, right? Haven't you had mattresses that held the heat and mattress toppers, right? Awful. No. If you're like most of the people listening to this program right now, you're likely sleeping on a foam mattress and a feather pillow. No, it's not good for you. My pillow and your pillows, we've sort of shared the focus on my pillow because we all have them. We all use them, we all wash them, we all dry them. And today, the fellow who is in charge of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, once again has underscored his desire to give back to people who listen to this program because a lot of you have bought a lot of MyPillow products. Thank you very much. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the new radio listener specials, you'll find the BOGOs. You know what the BOGOs are? Buy one, get one. Right, that's it.
MyPillow,
any MyPillow, the BOGO offer. Buy one, get one free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free deal for the MyPillows. Promo code DJV, if you please.
Complex. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Good music story, so you know what's going on. Focus on country here at 24 after this hour on the DJV program with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and I and you, enjoying some music from various hit makers in Nashville. Keith Urban. Oh, this is All for the Hall, which is a concert series benefiting the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum, returns to Nashville in February, hosted by Keith. There's an all-star lineup that has been, let's see, announced. Luke Combs is in the list, Brothers Osborne, Blake Shelton, Tanya Tucker, Chris Stapleton, Lauren Daigle, Ingrid Andress, Tennille Towns. And there are still other special guests to be named in the next few weeks. Tickets go on sale a week from Friday, 10 a.m. Central Time, probably at the museum website, yeah? What do you think, Victoria?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Keeping up with the theme, All for the Hall, Under the Influence. The concert will consist of each artist performing a song by an act that strongly influenced them, and it isn't one of their own hits. It sounds like Who's Your What?
That's cool. That's fun.
Yeah, it is. Keith said Ken Burns' documentary has shown us all that we're very much influenced by our heroes. So this year's All for the Hall benefit is our chance to acknowledge those who have been influential on us and help shape the artists that we are today. Makes sense. And notably absent from this year's lineup is Country Music Hall of Fame member Vince Gill, whose idea it was in 2005 to suggest that country artists contribute the proceeds of one annual performance to benefit Country Music Hall of Fame. So where is he? Why isn't he there? Why
I think it's because he's on tour with the Eagles. I don't think that there's anything salacious going on. I just think it's because he's booked.
Got it. Okay. Since the first All for the Hall concert in 2007, the series has taken place alternately in New York and L.A. with Vince Gill and fellow Hall of Famer Emmy Lou Harris hosting the show. The Nashville concerts have been historically led by Urban and Gill, ensuring the acts on the bill a stellar house band to back them up on stage. To date, the All for the Hall event raised about $3.5 million in support of Country Music Hall of Fame and the museum's education programs. So good for them, giving back, understanding from whence you come always is an important thing. Don't you believe that, ladies?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yep. Next up in our focus here, Randy Travis. Randy's canceling all but three dates of his upcoming The Music of Randy Travis tour. Shows are still scheduled in Evansville, Indiana, and Gulfport, Mississippi, and the Ryman Auditorium. But the rest have been abandoned, at least for now. Travis's rep says Randy has nixed the dates due to production and content issues. Travis's team plans to focus their efforts on the three shows remaining. Hopes to add more markets on the next tour. How is his health? How is he doing?
I was just going to say, do we know what the status of his voice is?
I don't know. You know, I know he sang at some point, but I don't know how he's doing other than that. I haven't heard very much at all.
Yeah, I mean, what I remember is him singing, was it the national anthem? Or I don't know, he sang something, but he obviously needed help, and it's not like he sounded like he usually did.
It wasn't easy.
Yeah, I can't imagine him doing that on tour.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
And who would go see him, and why would you go?
I think a lot of people would.
Yeah.
The tour was supposed to start the 16th in the Indianapolis Center, and then going to Georgia, South Carolina, Arkansas, Minnesota, Wisconsin. It was planned to be Travis's first tour since suffering that stroke back in 2013 that left him unable to sing. I guess as long as he wants to do it and he feels good about doing it, that would be all that matters.
I think people will support that, yep.
Yeah. He said he would sing once in a while, forever and ever, amen. But he's got a guy named James Dupre filling in for him singing. 28 after the hour. Honey, I don't
care. Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's a great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As reports continue about a second whistleblower who claims to have information regarding President Trump's phone call with the Ukrainian president on July 25th, President Trump's lawyer Jay Sekulow says it doesn't matter.
So what? We've already released a transcript. So is it really relevant what some other person who may or may not have heard the conversation thought about it?
Sekulow speaking there on Hannity on Fox News. That phone call with the Ukrainian leader is at the root of the impeachment inquiry launched by Democrats. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley says she believes President Trump's decision to start withdrawing troops from northern Syria is a bad idea. Haley says the Kurds were helpful in a successful fight against ISIS there, and in the words of a tweet, she says leaving them to die is a big mistake. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And spills on the DJV program. It's Tuesday, October the 8th. Hi, this is the DJV program. I almost said this is Doug Steffen's good day. Every once in a while I fall back into that one. Yes, I present you with a good day. The likes of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen helping to make your day a better one, a brighter one, more fulfilling. We've just been discussing tattoos and whether or not I should have one or not. My son is having a tattoo person at his wedding this weekend for anyone that would like to have a complimentary tattoo. So,
does he have any room left for a tattoo?
That's what I asked.
No, Brendan's pretty much plugged up. But he thought I should have, if I was going to get one, I discussed it with him. I did not discuss it with Megan because I think Megan would say no.
Megan doesn't have any tattoos?
Megan has no pet tattoos, no. So I was thinking about a bulldog because that's one of the choices, and then where to put it. And that's where the ladies said, "Oh, put it on my." Cute. So,
okay, in all seriousness, I don't think you should get a tattoo. But if you do get something, here's what I would suggest. You have to get Megan to buy in. And you, Megan, and Brendan should get something small that's something the same that would be on the three of you.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then also tattoo Miles, because, you know, he's what, three now? It's fine.
No, he's almost five.
Five. Oh, he's late. He's totally beyond ready.
What, for a tattoo?
Yeah, we're joking.
Yeah, of course.
Good heavens. All right, let's get to some of the the people in the news. Alex Trebek back in focus again, Victoria. What's going on?
Yeah, so the new update on Alex Trebek, of course, he is back on chemotherapy treatments. He says that he has lost his hair again. He has to wear a wig now. And the worst part of it probably is that he says he's now struggling to enunciate his words due to the sores in his mouth. He is currently taping the 36th season of Jeopardy. He is 79 years old. He has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And he says that he's hanging in there. He said, I'm back on the chemo. We'll see if the numbers go down. If they do, he said, then, you know, we'll find a new protocol and we'll keep going and chugging along whether we win or lose. So he said he's playing everything by ear, but he said that it is very difficult now for him. He's known for his perfect diction, and so he said it is difficult for him now. He's stumbling over some words. They're taping the show. It's obviously not live. He says the producers and the fans have been really wonderful. They keep telling him that everything sounds okay and that everything is okay, but he said, you know, he knows that.
Believing.
He knows he's not as good as he used to be. So, yeah. You know,
well, he's also, what, 78, 77?
79.
79.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're not going to be quite as good at 79 as you are when you're 49, let's say. And he's been doing this since he was in his 40s, right?
Yeah.
He got the job when he was in his 40s. So.
Yeah, it's the 36th season.
Yeah.
I we were kind of all talking about this off the air. I don't know. If Alex Trebek isn't the host of Jeopardy,
who
does Jeopardy continue? I don't know. I
think it will.
Yes. I would say it would. It would be very important to choose somebody who could easily and quickly capture, not for the same reason, the attention. You see, the trick with him and Sajak especially is that the focus is not them. They make the show and the game and the contestants, they're the focus. They've never, Sajak has always been very easily, he passes everything off once in a while to Vanna, but that's one of the real keys. That's kind of like what it takes to be a good talk radio program host, listening and not making it about you. Although,
and being drunk helps, because Pat Sajak admits that he's drunk all the time when he does the show. So he and Vanna do shots of vodka. He doesn't do much. You can kind of tell that he's a little bombed sometimes, too.
Well, the reaction he has to people is pretty funny. But he's about the same age as Trebek. Maybe a little bit younger, but not much.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was a lot younger. Oh, wow.
I don't think so. I think he's about my age.
But, you know, remember, Alex Trebek was thinking about retiring over a year ago before his cancer diagnosis, and he had put together a whole list of people that he thought would be a good replacement for him, remember? Yeah. And I think if, God forbid, he does have to leave his position, or when, because we all at some point will have to move, right? I think if he has a hand in picking a predecessor, that would be a good thing. I mean, would be a great tribute to him, actually.
Yeah. That's, by the way, those two shows, Merv Griffin developed both those shows, they are the single most profitable entities on television in any and all genres. They are like, you think Oprah made a lot of money and some of these other shows, these producers make a lot of dough. There's nothing that makes the kind of money that they make because it costs them nothing to produce it.
And they've been doing it, right. And they've been doing it for so long. It's a well-oiled machine.
Oh, yeah, right. And all what they call upfronts when it comes to advertising, the big companies all want to advertise there because there's no controversy. There's no, everybody likes the people. It's the most positive way to present your product. And that's really what, you know, the real bottom line here is, folks, to make money. And they make gobs of it, gobs of money. So let's have a good thought, hold a good thought for Alex Trebek. Here's the story about Kelly Smith. Says her son Jason got a short haircut because they wanted to save money so they could go longer between visits. His mother was told by the school that he was banned because his haircut's too short. Huh?
How can you have a two-short? Where did he go to school?
Get that.
Went to school at a place called Hodgson Academy over in England. And the school forbids pupils from having a short haircut. You face detention or isolation. I was interested. I saw this because I'm wondering how people think. I really do. What the heck difference does it make? If you see a picture of this kid, it just makes you wonder how it is that people think the way they do. It's just amazing.
Yeah, this is a. I mean, I've definitely heard rules before about hair that's too long. Like, you can't have hair that's touching your ears. But yeah, that's a little bizarre.
It really
is. You can't have hair on your ears. That's part of my rule book. So
really, no hair on your ears.
No. I'm not sure the kids, the little kids in the school, are having to worry about that yet. But
that's good. Good for them.
Today we celebrate Yom Kippur. When I say we, I have a lot of Jewish friends. I think that they are, this was Yom Kippur, I mean, it was Rosh Hashanah last week. It's the Day of Atonement today. Yom Kippur is considered the holiest day for Jews around the world. Lasts about 25 hours, typically observed with fasting and prayer, and certain alignment with themes of atonement and repentance. On this day, on Yom Kippur, people observe the holiday. They are asked to fast from food and drink. You don't take a bath. You don't have sex. It's not, you're supposed to be all in on this. In turn, it's encouraged that people spend the day asking for God's forgiveness for their sins and donating their time and efforts to raising money for various charities. So, it's, you know, one of the reasons that I think it's important to discuss these things, I'd like to have a lot of information. I'm not a, I don't care that much for religion because I think there's too much negative attached to it. But I think there are lots of things that come from religion that are good. There's always good and there's always bad no matter what. I just like to go straight to the source. Thank you very much. I don't think I need somebody to interpret my questions, answers, connections to God. I just do
You'd
it
myself. You'd be a good Quaker.
Myself.
I'd be cut a good out Quaker. The middlemen.
Yeah, right.
There are no middlemen.
There's a Quaker meeting house across the street from my house. You know that. I've told you that before. Yeah. So anyway, I just think that it's something, there's respect, though, that's needed. I have most of the people that I work with, my lawyer, my accountant, people that I have working with me in my business, most of them are Jewish, and I respect the orthodoxy. I guess maybe that's what it is. Where people really believe, my lawyer and I are great, great friends. We've been friends for 40-some-odd years. And I talk with him about spirituality with regularity. Interesting to get his take on how it all works versus what it, I might say, or somebody else who has a different background or doesn't believe in religion at all. But it's one of the things I find most refreshing about people who really believe, if they believe for themselves and not for others. You know what I mean? Just, this is what I believe, you believe what you want, and God bless you for doing it. Not somebody who comes along and says, this is my belief and you must believe this or you'll go to hell. You know what? Take a long walk on a short pier if you feel that way. That's a pretty good expression, right? You remember that from, did you ever say that to some kid when you were in school?
Grade school. Take
a, yeah, long walk on a short pier. Sports news, the Houston Rockets facing a backlash from China. General manager of the Rockets apologizing for a tweet that caused an uproar among the team's Chinese fans? Huh? Why would we be concerned about Chinese fans?
Well,
I'll start it over the weekend. Well, go ahead. Yeah, you want to tell the story? No.
Well, essentially, just from my understanding of it, is the Houston Rockets are doing an exhibition game in China. They're the most popular team in China.
Right.
And so, you know, you can't say that you support Hong Kong. We know what's been going on. It's, what, the 17th week or something like that of the protests in Hong Kong, and they want independence, and China, obviously, not a fan of anyone wanting independence. And so for the team's owner to tweet solidarity with Hong Kong was considered to be a huge slap in the face, and so now they have retaliated in a lot of really kind of big ways. They're really kind of hitting them where the money is. So, you know,
the Browns lost to the 49ers. Anybody watch that game? Monday Night Football. Is Monday Night Football?
My boyfriend is the quarterback of the 49ers, so yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Wow. And what
he's
about
stupid
Lewis?
Good looking. Like, it's stupid, just, it's, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Are you that shallow?
Have you ever seen him?
Well,
Jimmy Garoppolo?
Probably not my
Even my husband sits on the couch and watches the game with me, and he just goes, go ahead, let it out. I'm like, he's stupid hot. Like,
stupid
he is born, I've never seen anyone born who looks like Superman, and he is that guy. He could just quit football right now and be the next Superman.
Really?
I will send you a picture.
Look!
You'll be impressed.
I'm in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's
my
Superman.
Jimmy G. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen. I'm not. What's going on with the baseball playoffs? I heard the Dodgers were in the playoffs. Is that right, Jennifer?
Yeah, they are, except I don't want to talk about it.
Ah.
They lost
the
last night.
Are in it too, right?
Yeah, they lost it. The Dodgers should have lost or should have won yesterday and wrapped it up, but now they're coming back for a game five to Los Angeles, so we'll see if they can do it. Usually I'm filled with optimism. They were the best team in baseball all season long, and it looks bad in the playoffs. But you know what? I'm going to believe.
I heard a Nats fan say the other day that the Dodgers are going to win the whole thing, so
really?
I don't know.
It's tough to think. The Yankees had a really, really good year. But
so
I hope
so. Wait a minute. Let's go back to the quarterback. What's his name?
Jimmy Garoppolo. He was on the Patriots. He was Tom Brady's backup.
Oh, okay. I remember.
Brady
was
intimidated by his good looks, and so they traded him. They got rid of him. But
so
he's a good quarterback, too.
The fellow's the quarterback of the Browns, Baker Mayfield.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Oh,
the news
he's
on
the
him
king of interceptions at this point. He's
has
not good.
Nothing to do with football. He was talking in an interview about how he met his wife, Emily, and moved in with her after the first date.
Wow.
Okay, that's football news, folks. Now let's turn our attention to television and what Jennifer has in her lineup for tonight. I didn't see any TV last night. Anybody see any good stuff last night?
I watched the Dodgers last night. Yeah.
The Dodgers. I said, did anybody watch anything good last night?
Oh, don't be a hater. Where are the Boston
I watched
Red
my
Sox? How are they doing?
That was good.
The Red Sox have taken the long walk on the short
right
here.
Right, tonight on television, I'm excited about this because one of my favorite actors on television who I think is like an unsung hero is Terry O'Quinn. You know who that is?
Yes. Been
he
around
was on
a long
Lost
time.
Yeah, he was on Lost as John Locke, person of interest.
Oh, I love
tonight.
Him. Yeah, yeah.
I think he's
very
great.
Very good, stable
I
character.
Love watching him. Yes, and he's one of those guys you don't maybe know his name, but you know his face. And he's joining the cast of Emergence. So that's tonight at 10 o'clock on ABC. Also tonight, everything is just new, and I love it. Connors is new tonight on ABC. Bless This Mess that follows that. Then Mixed-ish at 9, Black-ish at 9:30, and then Emergence, as we talked about, at 10. NCIS on CBS is new tonight, followed by a brand new FBI and a new NCIS New Orleans. On CW, the season 6 premiere of The Flash, followed by the series premiere of their show Batwoman. On Fox, you've got The Resident at 8, followed by Empire at 9. And The Voice, Blind Auditions are back at 8 o'clock on NBC, followed by This Is Us and New Amsterdam. And a voice note, apparently Nick Jonas made the announcement yesterday that he's going to be joining the cast next season. So the spring cycle will feature John Legend, Kelly Clarkson, Blake Shelton, and Nick Jonas as a judge.
Really? All right, so Victoria just sent me a picture of this boob. He needs a hair. He needs a shave. Come on.
What? Yeah. Well, he didn't have a beard last night, but oh, my God.
Really? You think he's attractive?
Doug, he is very attractive.
Yes. He's stupid hot.
You're in the minority.
What
here
is not attractive about him?
He's also 6'2". He's got dimples. He's got a ripped body.
His eyes are perfectly symmetrical.
I know. He is
other than
perfect.
Other than the 6'2", you just described me to a T.
mm-hmm. You're right. And we swoon over you behind your back. Now go away.
Let us look at Jimmy.
All right, folks, it's 10 before the hour. Aren't you excited?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Here we go in the technology sector now on the DJV program. Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. So Doug has Victoria and the... that sounded. I have Victoria. She has me. We could sing and dance and skip and have glee. How would you like that for a poem?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. It's time to get your real ID for those of you who have not renewed your driver's license and you want to get on an airplane. You better listen carefully to Victoria and her information and instructions.
And I'm guessing, Doug, you probably already have one, right?
I do. I've had one for a couple of years, actually.
Yeah. So starting October 1st of next year, the Real ID law takes effect. A lot of people actually don't know about this. If you, and especially if you're like maybe a casual flyer, if you fly once a year for vacation or something, a lot of people are unaware that starting October 1st of 2020, you will not be able to use your regular driver's license at the airport for a domestic flight. You will have to have a real ID, which is an enhanced driver's license, or you're going to have a passport. Now, a lot of Americans actually don't have passports, but...
You know, only 29% of Americans have a passport.
Isn't that... I know, it's so interesting.
Hard to believe, yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
In comparison to, let's say, most Europeans, I think 78% of the Brits have...
Anyway,
excuse me, go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's true, and that's part of the problem, and that's why a lot of, you'll see, if you're looking in tech news, this is something that's been coming up now more and more. The Real ID. Now, this Congress passed the Real ID Act back in 2005 to address concerns of the 9/11 Commission, which they found it was too easy for people to get a driver's license and under someone else's name, that it posed a security risk. So to get a Real ID, you go to the DMV, you have your birth certificate or your green card, a Social Security card, and two documents that show your address. And so a study by the U.S. Travel Association shows three out of four Americans do do not have a real ID driver's license at this point, that's going to be a real problem, according to the TSA. They estimate 78,000 people could be turned away from the first day of the new requirement at the airport. That will result in costing the economy $40 million in lost travel-related spending. And so the TSA said they're doing everything they can to get the word out. But the problem is they're really only putting up posters and signs at airports. So the real problem is reaching people who don't often go to the airport. Yeah. And so some people have valid licenses, but they actually don't know if they have a real ID or not. The way you can tell, it is more expensive to get a real ID, but there's usually a star that's at the top of the ID. Every state is a little bit different, but that's how you'll basically know. Now, if you have a passport, you're fine. You don't technically need a real ID, but it's also not great to always travel with your passport in case you ever lose it. It's a complicated thing to, you know, to security risk. I'm always thinking about identity theft and, you know, losing a passport is a disaster. So it is definitely a better option to get the real ID, but look into it. If you have any travel plans for next year, definitely look into this and get ready, because it's a lot of people will be caught off guard.
You're right. Microsoft is set to release a couple of new Surface tablets. Let's find out how that works.
The Geek Out. Microsoft may be a software giant, but they continue to impress with its hardware design shops with new Surface products, including a pair of folding mobile devices, but not quite like Samsung. The Surface Duo and Neo are folding smartphones and tablets respectively, but that feature is not a single folding screen, but they are hinged and open to reveal dual screens. So while it's not the sleek look of a single screen, it also avoids the issue of fragility and reliability while still providing a similar experience. Side note, the Duo, which is the phone version, runs on Android, which instantly makes it an interesting option. Sadly, neither will be here until late in 2020. We've posted a link about the Surface Neo and Duo on Twitter at The Geek Out.
You are now listening to the powerful frequency of driving a Toyota Tacoma, RAV4, and 4Runner. This experiment confirms power runs in the family. Toyota, let's go places. Visit toyota.com/testmiles for details.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Hulu has launched offline downloading. How's that?
Yes. So this is something that Hulu's been really far behind on. So now if you are a Hulu Premium member, meaning if you pay for the plan that's $11.99 a month, not the base $5.99 a month, but if you have the premium plan, you can download your favorite shows and then travel, you know, wherever you don't have Wi-Fi if you have a flight or a long train ride or whatever. However, the caveat with this new system from Hulu is that you can download up to 25 titles. And you can use 5 different devices, but you'll only have 30 days to watch everything. And once you hit play on any of the episodes, it automatically expires in 2 days. So if you are going to use this system, make sure you're really ready to sit and actually watch the movie or the episode, because it's going to disappear.
Sounds like good advice, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.